Well, to discuss this further, we're being joined by Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif. He's with the Society for International Reforms and Research in Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion on the double standard being adopted by the international community by and large when it comes to Syria, specifically with regards to this Houla massacre, where most of the civilians were killed at point-blank range and not by the artillery and tanks, as many claimed.
Well, unfortunately, yes, there is a double standard when it comes to the interests of NATO and pro-Western allies. This is exactly the case in Syria going on today. What's happening is alarming. Actually, this was a premeditated, pre-orchestrated component of the NATO foreign policy, actually, or what you can call it, an alliance of the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia with regard to this premeditated action and this murder. They're killing 100 people there. How could the Syrian government kill its own people when they represent basically the Alawites, and those people there were mainly Alawites and all others pro-Syrian people? So how could a government kill its own people? So this is totally ridiculous. The thing is, actually now we are seeing a zooming in of the NATO pressure on Syria by taking one by one different steps in different directions in order to bring down the Syrian government, in order to put a lot of pressure on it. And the other step was actually the taking down all those or calling all those ambassadors of the Western allies, the NATO countries, to their respective countries. This basically is a sign of putting more pressure on Damascus give them certain concessions or to try to negotiate in favor of those. This, unfortunately, is also a brazen act of terrorism by the pro-Saudi Wahhabi and pro-Israeli, pro-American terrorists there. And they are totally terrorists under international legal norms and human rights and humanitarian norms. So there's no question about it. Even at times we have seen that the United Nations has also taken up the same stance as that of the Damascus government, that those in the opposition are the terrorists resorting to violence and killing civilians and unarmed people. So this basically is sort of an astonishing alliance between U.S., Israel, Saudi Arabia, which is totally a U.S. puppet there in that region, is how could they, who are in the opposition in Syria, could toe a line of Israel, Saudi Arabia, and United States, and then call for Islam or take the name of Islam? How could it happen? I mean, Syria, and on the other hand, the Syrian government is a government, is a secular government of the based on the the Ba'ath Party formed and established in 1910 in Damascus by a Christian and a Jewish Michel Lafleur. So how could the Western government try to pose this Syrian government as a threat to the Western interests when this government is a secular government? So when we see a combination of the two opposing factions, that is two opposing sides, that is the Western allies and the, that is NATO and the Western powers with Israel and the United States on one hand, and on the other hand, Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabis and others, the opposition Syrian forces on the other, how could they join hands with the Western powers who do not like the Islamists? So if the Islamists are on the same side and sharing shoulder to shoulder the same burden and sharing the same interest with the Zionists and with the Americans, it means that there is something fishy out there, and this is the moment when I think the Syrian people and those naive Syrians who are not that aware of the international situation and the ideological standing behind these forces, they should know and should analyze the situation that they are being basically backed by pro-Zionist, pro-Wahhabi, pro-American forces, and they are being cheated and deceived in the name of Islam by those forces in Syria, and they have nothing to do with their liberation, with their freedom, or with their Islamic movements, because these forces cannot have, on the one hand, they can have a kind of an ally in the name of Satan, in the name of evil, and they act in the name of Allah. On the other hand, this cannot happen. They cannot go hand in hand with Satan, with evil, and with Allah. So they have to find and choose the right option, that is, to find the solution to this problem created by those Western allies, Israel, and the Saudis there. So I think this is totally an act orchestrated by the Saudi intelligence, funded by the Israelis, and of course the NATO forces there, the NATO countries there, trying to manipulate the political situation by calling off their respective ambassadors back. So, and one thing more I want to point out here, and I will be the first person to do that regarding Syria. Listen, as soon as you see that the Syrian government topples, if it topples in the future, for instance, then you'll see then the eastern Saudi province, the northern Yemeni province, and other the other countries will see a flare up of those, and Bahrain as well, a flare up those, and you'll see the armed guerrillas.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Wasif. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif with the Society for International Reforms and Research. They're saying it all. Dr. Wasif, thank you for your comments here on Press TV.